Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Yes, welcome back. Hey. Accepted. We're going to talk about that even more so. We're going to go deep into the mission today. Super excited. Thank you so much. You guys are the best audience ever. Not only are you the best audience ever, you are the most in tune, spiritually divine, conscious, awake audience, like on the planet. And if you're like, me? Really me? Yeah. And if you don't think so, wait till you hear what Rachel has to say. She's going to tell you her experience. But I'm so excited you're here. Look, if you landed here today, this is called Mission Accepted. And if you don't know what that means, if you're like, well, that looks kind of cool. What it means is when you decide to take on the mission, when you decide to take on a project, philanthropy, entrepreneur, something that probably scares you a little bit. Maybe your girlfriend talked you into it. Maybe it's something that you've always dreamed about, or maybe your back's been against the wall. So the stories and the inspiration and honestly, the laughs and the chuckles that we have at ourselves throughout life, I don't think I find those stories as much as I do when I'm talking to entrepreneurs, because man, that's a mission, right? That's a mission. That's a journey. So look, we're going to have a good conversation today about, you know, traveling within, and what do you do with that? Like, what do you do with that? And this woman knows how. So, hey, welcome to Mission Accepted.
Thank you so much for having me, Deb. I'm honored and just so grateful to be here with you guys. And everyone who's listening too, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely, right? So look, you're going to be able to hear her here. And she tuned in, and she's also going to be speaking on the stage very soon. You guys know, I mean, if anyone knows, you guys know about this big, the largest International Women's Day ever done for speakership and authorship. You guys know it's the 262 mission book, which you can already see on my website. We don't launch until International Women's Day 2024. And we've already got the book cover, woohoo, on the debdrummond.com. You can go there and check it out. And then also, you're going to be listening to this lady speak on the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up Summit Series. There's a lot of energy showing up. And so we really invite you. And it is a free global event. It's free. We're not going to VIP you. We're not going to upgrade you. We're not going to nothing. You get the best seat in the house for free. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. Listening to the voice inside. Let's have a conversation, girl.
Oh my goodness. My journey has been one that has been an adventure. It's why we called it Rachel's Big Adventure. It's been, and it's really
You might have wanted to think about that when you put that in the universe, right?
Oh my God. Well, you know, the funny part about it is that it wasn't even my language is my father. I was planning this whole big adventure of what I was going to do with quitting my job, traveling the country, all these things. And my dad just kept calling it, it's Rachel's big adventure. It's Rachel's big adventure. And I'm like, I wonder if I could just put that on all my social media platforms. And it was available. So I just ran with it. They actually have at my parents' house a plaque where when I go home and I park my car, it says Rachel's big adventure parking.
Oh, that is so awesome. Way to go, Dad. Way to go, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
except you branded your daughter for a life of adventure.
And then there's my mother just going, oh God, oh God. She's our rock. My dad and I are the entrepreneurs. And she's like, I'm the rock that holds everything together. It's like, yes, you are. We love you.
Yeah. Hey, thank God for rocks. Thank God for rocks. Thank God for duct tape. Sometimes I think someone should just like, you know, with this big project, I said to Angel, you know, we're having a meeting about the big series. And I'm like, next time I call you with one of those ideas, no. We need a third party. We need a third party going, ladies, duct tape it. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh.
Roll with it.
with it. Yeah, we could do this. Eh, no worries. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yes. Tell us. You've been corporate. You've been entrepreneurial. Your entrepreneurial world has changed. What are some of the core pieces for you around that process?
One of the core pieces about that was really actually looking into my identity and what I correlated with part of who I was. And I think as we grow up in society, you learn what you see, you learn what you're exposed to. Growing up where I was, I grew up in a very nice place, suburbs, like everything that I guess would be quote unquote the American dream. And I pursued that path. I graduated from high school, went to college, got the degree, got a job, worked in that job for a while, switched jobs. There's a couple things that went along with that. But there was this moment that I really looked within myself and realized that what I am doing with my life, with working the corporate job, the money that I was making, just like all the things that I was told and taught to pursue, was not really truly in alignment with who I was as a person. And it's interesting because people always think it's this like this gigantic like epiphany moment that gets you to where you are like 3, 5, 10 years in the future. Reality, it was me walking on Christmas 2020 and just having this overwhelming acknowledgement of I'm supposed to travel. Like it was just right. That I'm like, I have been working forever since I was like 12, even 6 years old. I just started to work. I was a Girl Scout. So like entrepreneur, like starting at 6 years old.
All and
right. I just got this overwhelming feeling of I have been just working and working and working, but I've never truly lived. I had never truly lived. And I was gifted a book. It was called One Word. And as I was reading this book, I realized that my word was to live. And that is when I made this plan to quit my corporate job and just figure it out along the way. It was interesting because the planning of it, part of the trip is I went from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California. And when I was planning that trip, I planned all of the hotels. I knew exactly what day I was supposed to be there. I knew what time I had to get up. Like everything was planned in place. The funny part was as I went from Oregon down to Florida and then Florida back up to Pittsburgh, that part of the trip, after doing that part of it, I just got in the car and just started to drive and just said, I'll figure out a hotel on my way. I know this is my end destination, but I'll just figure it out along the way. And that was a really big aha moment for me of, you have to plan, because if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
But with that said, there was still a plan, but with the autonomy to just explore and be present. That was probably a big part of it, was just allowing myself to be present.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love that because we do plan. How much do we plan? I was just doing some writing. You know, I got up really early last Sunday and I did about 3 hours of writing. And I'm like, you look at me, I'm a reverse engineer. I do strategy. I work with numbers. I work with plan, you know, orchestration of large events apparently is in my DNA or something. I don't know where that came from. No, really, I don't know where it came from. No one in my family has been this crazy other than my grandmother. And so I was writing about that. Like, don't forget about flow. Don't forget about flow. I have a grand scheme, right? Reminds me of Robin Hood. Ooh, but you have a grand scheme, but there has to be flow. And I was calling it pink. Don't forget to be pink, Deb. Remember, allow pink. And I was like, okay, what could I do this week to help me engage that feminine energy of flow and trust and faith? And I was like, why don't you do some baking? Now I got to tell you, I didn't have a lot of time this week to think about baking, but you know, I snuck some pumpkin tarts in there. But it was just a reminder of flow and that, you know, you can have your agenda and you can go for it and you can do the deal, but don't forget about that breath of fresh air. I think I love that. I love how you structure and then you had structure, but you had flow within your structure.
Yeah.
You had allowance within your structure. Right.
Yeah. It's just been a learning from that. Like, I'll even give you a real recent example.
All right. Bring us up to date, rock star.
And what I mean, recent, I mean, like,
what she does now.
I mean Tuesday. Like, I'm talking real recent. So I was working on this role within a capacity here in Nashville. I was a manager. And after being in that role for, it was contracted to just be like a pre-sale manager. And after being in that role for 90 days, I knew this was not for me. Like with all of the emotional training and all of the mindset training I've done, the amount of times that this was messing with me was my sign that this is not in alignment with me. I'm stronger than what I have been presenting, but this just isn't in alignment. So I shared this with my franchise owners, and I told them, like, listen, like, this is not for me. I want to step down. Like, I'm telling you right now, thinking that there was a plan in place that April 10th was going to be my last day, started to make some other plans. I called up on my buddies who had asked me if I want to do an opportunity with him. I go, sure, but I can do it after April 10th, all this stuff. Well, I go into work on Tuesday. They come in, they sit me down. They go, okay, your last day's today. Like, what? I was like, oh, okay. Got my stuff, walked out, called up my buddy. I'm like, so remember how I was supposed to start work with you on the 10th? How about tomorrow? And so now I'm like in this, like, it was interesting because most people who would be put into that circumstance may be in this panic mode.
Yeah.
They are. They'd be in this massive panic mode of like, I don't know what I want to do, or I don't know what I'm going to do next. Or they would worry.
Yeah.
A lot of people have the fear around money too. There's a lot of fear around money. And back in my mind, I'm like, I just get like a couple days off. Yay. that was mine. And then, so that first day, it was first initially shock. Like when it first happened, I was not expecting it. But lo and behold, like the universe has aligned in all of these different ways in the last couple of days. Strangely enough, I connected with somebody to be able to become a group fitness instructor, potentially at one of the other gyms in the area. Started learning how to, I'm transitioning into more of the nightlife scene, being a DJ and a singer and all these things that I wanted to do when I was a kid, but I defaulted to plan B of what society had asked me to do. Or at least that's presented to me. So now I'm like in this weird transition of like, a part of the reason I sound like this is because I have been singing and talking the last 72 hours. And I'm like, I need my voice to just take a break. I'm like, after this, I'm not talking for 7 hours.
That's awesome. Look, and when I hear that story from you, when the tidal wave comes or whatever, and I was just sharing pre-show that I was, listening to my Oprah this morning. And I listened to a variety of people, but I was like, that's who I wanted to listen to today. It's like the more that the waves come or the more that the things change, the more experience you have in that. Like, I mean, that desire to drive across the country prepared you for have someone sitting down, whether you wanted it or not, whether you told them you were leaving or not. But when those things happen, of course, it's a shock to the system, right? Because it's you haven't mentally prepared for that. It's, they say it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you, right? And I think the more that we go through life and the more that we have, our butt kicked or surprises or whatever, or even, this morning listening to the sharing about having to accept that there's people that you have in your life that treat you in a way that you would never treat others, like things like that, like your expectations, like, oh my gosh, I would never have done that. I would never have fired somebody. I would never have. It doesn't matter. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that as you experience or expand yourself, I mean, you put yourself through, that's quite the pre-marathon to life, right? It's like, right? That's a big adventure. And so when these things come, they don't hit as hard because you've layered some experience of survival before. I think that's what happens.
Yeah. Cause we learn these patterns within our self. And there's a book I started reading. It's actually like called Patterns, and identifying your past behaviors, your past reaction to stimuli. And it's interesting because there's this parallel of you have an emotional reaction. And along with that, the universe will continue to teach you the same lesson until you actually learn it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because here I had been working in corporate America, did that whole thing. And then I realized that it had become so a part of my identity that I didn't even know who I was anymore. Mm-hmm. And I quit, left, traveled, did the whole thing, landed in Nashville on a gut feeling, did not know what I was going to do. Started, I'm like, okay, I like this gym. I like the workouts. Let me just start working there. I started like, I'm talking like, just give me front desk. I'm talking like $15 an hour. I did not care. I'm like, I just need some source of income coming in. I just want to be happy. Well, universe teaches you lessons. Then next thing you know, I'm in management again. When I explicitly said from the beginning, I do not want management. And yet I did have the choice to say yes or no to the position. And I said yes. But going into it again, I'm like, I did not learn my lesson. I didn't. And that's how I knew also, like, when it wasn't in alignment with me, with all the turmoil and the emotional, the way I was reacting, so unprofessional in so many circumstances, I don't regret the way that I presented myself, because if I would have done something differently, I would not be where I am right now, which is a lot happier.
Yeah. It's tough. I really appreciate that transparency, because it is true. There's times where you go on autopilot and you don't even know why, or you do something because you're really good at it. Like, you're a really good salesperson. I know, I saw you. I offered you a sales job. I mean, this chick's rock star. You're a really good manager. You're a really good, and sometimes the trickster. I'm going to look up that in the tarot today. I think it's Fox is the trickster. Sometimes you're so good at something, it is your default. Yeah. But it's interesting, if you're good at something, so you being a manager, you being, you know, isn't necessarily what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
At this time, let's add that. At this time, you might go back to management or working in corporate in 2 years and go, oh, I love it now.
Yeah.
I love it now. Right. Mm-hmm. But when you're really good at something, it's hard to not default there, particularly in your career.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, there was, you probably have heard this term. I'm not sure if the followers and listeners have heard of this term, but they haven't, they should research it. It's called Ikigai. Have you heard of it?
No, sure.
Oh, this thing changed my life. So the way it was introduced to me, I was living in New York. This is before I had made my plan. I was working in the corporate America. And my roommate was watching Mr. Iglesias on Netflix with Fluffy, who was one of my favorite comedians. And he starts talking to his class, like of like middle school or like little high schoolers, about this term Ikigai. And I'm like, wait, what is this? And it's the Japanese word for purpose. And it consists of four different things. It consists of what you're good at, what you can get paid for, what the world needs more of, and what you love.
Ooh.
So if you can find something that can do all four, you found your Ikigai, that sense of purpose. And when I was first introduced to that, I was like, wait, what? I started doing research on things. I started looking. I'm like, okay, hold on. Wait a second. This was a light bulb moment. And I realized that what I was doing in my job at the time was that I made really good money. I was really good at it. The world needed more of it, but I did not love it. And I think that just overall, especially for women, we focus on those main three, especially if we're getting more into our masculine energy, especially about like providing for ourselves and the money and that whole thing. But we forget about what are the things that we love. And because we've never allowed ourselves the time, one of our most precious assets, we do not allow ourselves the time to really figure out what it is that we love to do. And yeah. If you can lean more into the love aspect, because we do have this abundance and infinite amount of love that we can give and receive. If we can find that aspect of it, then everything else, like you said earlier, will begin to flow. So leaning into that faith of like, I've already survived 100% of the things that I've gone through up to this point. I'm going to be just fine.
And, you know, here's something interesting. As you're talking, I had a great conversation with this woman, Kara, and she works with top performance athletes. And we were just having this great conversation. And I'm just going to fix this here because I have a feeling I don't want my phone to pop out. Woo. Okay. And we don't edit. Woo. So I usually get messed up more on that than my guests. But what she said, so we were talking about, you know, the things you're doing now that you're loving, the things that, you know, like particularly when you're, you know, I was, we're talking about, you know, I have this 8 marathons I need to do, and, you know, and all the preparatory things that are the things in preparation you need to do for that. She says, it's really much like the same of life. Sometimes when you're, you find yourself in a situation like you did, where it's serving others, it's covering what you need, it's all of that. She goes, sometimes it's the realization. It's just the realization that makes you realize that you need to take. And she goes, then it's doing what you can in those baby step moments, in those baby step moments. Now, some people, you know, cut it loose, right? They get to the point where they cut it loose, right? I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I, you know, because they've come to that realization and they're, and that quadrant is overflowing, right? It's like, can't do it anymore. It's painful to my soul. But if you can catch yourself before you like walking out the door or leaving the relationship or what friggin' ever, you can start doing those, like, what can you do this week in the tiny little moments towards what do you really want to do? What do you really want to do? What is it that you love? What's popping up? What's percolating? Like, what can you do? Can you make one appointment? Can you spend 1 hour? Can you research that? And it's interesting how much ease that can bring, because psychologically you feel like you're making movement towards that part of your life. Absolutely. Talk about, let's talk about what we were sharing pre-show a little bit about, like, going, when we're talking about going within, right? We're talking about going within, but first of all, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What has this brought you to now? Because you talked about singing, and when you first started singing, you're singing. I mean, I didn't even know that you were a singer way back when I first met you, because I met you in a different place in your life. But you were talking about diving deep. Like, how do you dive deep? Where, how do you hear the messages? Like, what gives you the courage to step out and do this next step?
Oh, that's a lot to unpack. How do I want to phrase this? Well, let's start with that first part of how do I dive in deep? So one of the more recent habits I've gotten into since late last year that I've been doing pretty consistently is journaling. Right. And that is something that I never really got into before. I heard oh, you should journal. But like most of the people out there, oh, when do I have the time? People do the same thing with going to the exercising. It's like, oh, well, I don't have the time. Well, I finally said, like, you know what? There are things I'm putting my time into that is not serving me. It's just serving my comfort. Whereas this is something that needs to grow. And I started to just write and start about just what was going on my day. How was I feeling? And it's interesting because I will change it. I don't know exactly what it is and I can't really explain it, but I'll start writing as if I this. And then my writing will change as you, as if my higher divine self is talking to me. It's very strange. And there's books I've been reading, because I was never actually raised with any faith. I wasn't raised in the church. I wasn't raised with any of it. So I actually found it on my own. This is like part of what my big adventure was finding that divine part of being with the universe, being connected to everything, having the universe be a part of everything around you. And I dedicate time to really listening to that intuition of talking to the moon. Like, seriously, when the moon's out, I go, hi moon, how are you? How's your day? some people may think it's naive or childish, but for me, that's my version of connecting and really being in alignment with who I am. So it's journaling. It's also questioning the language that I'm telling myself and catching myself when I start to either belittle or if I'm getting overwhelmed in some reason, I have to take a step back. There was one time, it was actually in my previous role, that I don't know what exactly it was, but it was just everything falling on top of me. And I had my planner out, and lo and behold, I had a coffee and I just moved and the coffee spilled on the planner. And it was like, and it spilled on the ground. And it was that moment of, I need to stop. Like, this is, it was, they say it's like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
I've learned how much straw I can take versus how much straw that I really just want to handle. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, we pile so much on to the point where we don't even recognize that our back is breaking.
Yeah.
where it's like, now it's like, no, I get to a point where like, I know I can handle this much. Like I'm carrying it. We're good. We're good. You put one more thing. Like, actually, you know what? I could handle it, but I'm going to choose not to and put it down for a little while to just give myself a chance to rest.
I think that's self-realization. I think that's self-observation. And I know as someone who's journaled most of her life, meditation, journaling, seeing your stuff outside of who you are, it has that great self-observation. And I think when self-observation starts to happen, like obviously, you know, evolvement, you've been working on your soul, right? You yeah. start to be able to make decisions for yourself forthcoming. You're like, right? And bravery and courage and working on boundaries and self-love and all that stuff comes into being able to make decisions that are better for yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And recognizing certain things, like I will actually it was interesting. I was just talking with someone because I'm hoping to get into becoming a group fitness instructor now. I like to do everything.
Yeah.
It's the entrepreneur in me. And I told them, I just want to let you know, I tend to be a workaholic. It's my default. And it's something that I have recognized within myself that I need to actively work on to make sure that I'm not prioritizing my job over my life. And it's just that interesting learning how to balance it and also holding mm-hmm. people accountable. Actually, what I loved about my old team was I'd be like, oh, I've told them like, guys, I need you to hold me accountable to taking a break because I'm not good at it. And at one point my employee, she's like, Rachel, give me your computer. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I'll be fine. They're like, Rachel, you are getting a coffee. You are walking out of this studio and you are taking a 30-minute break and I'm holding your computer hostage. And I loved them for that. Ever yeah. since I did that, I'm like, yeah, this is the team that I needed in my life to do this. I wish I would have held myself accountable more to taking those breaks. It's just something that I'm learning about. Like, I'm like, no, I can power through. I got this. Let's keep going. I'm not superwoman and I want to be so badly.
Yeah. I think we all have a little bit of that for sure. If you're an entrepreneur and you have, you know, you take it, like you can take it on, you can handle it. It's part of the asset/deficit. Just depends where it's at, how much it's at, and good on you. Look, I want to get, I know we're coming a little bit to time, yes. right? So I want to, I have two questions for you. One is completely, you know, to the side, but you know, you've had different roles. You're doing different things right now. You're doing karaoke DJing. Is that what you're doing? Karaoke DJing, right? And
yes.
You're like, you're making a music imprint in Nashville right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Roxy, the karaoke queen. So I'm a professional singer. I'm an MC and I'm just beginning to learn how to become a karaoke DJ at the karaoke bars here in Nashville, Tennessee, under the stage name of Roxy, the karaoke queen.
All right. Okay. You heard it here. But all that aside, because we've been talking about past and what we do now and what have you, like no agenda. What's something on your bucket list? What's something on your bucket list that you'd like to accomplish whenever, however? Ooh. Whenever, however. Let's put that out to the universe. Something on your bucket list.
Bucket list. One of the things on my bucket list is to become an inspirational and motivational speaker.
All right.
To help women become confident. It really is building the confidence you need to obtain the life that you dream. That's my company, The Power of Pose, that I'm now finally dedicating time to, on top of everything else.
Awesome. All right. Well, you guys, you've heard her here and you're going to hear her at the summit speaking. Look, I want to tell you guys before we get into another conversation, which we are, just go to devdrummond.com and go to events. And you're going to see on the 8th day of every single month, all the way from you listening to it, because it's happening now, till March 2024, there's a powerful summit of women like myself, like Rachel, like, you know, 375 women joining in on this project. You're going to hear a lot of really, really incredible things, but you're also going to hear Rachel again share more in depth about that, because we're going to give her more time. Second question that I have for you, which is interestingly kind of related, but before I go there, now that you've announced your Roxy, you know, persona, is there anywhere that people can go and check you out before I ask you this last question?
Absolutely. You can go check me out on Instagram and TikTok. So on Instagram, it is Roxy, the karaoke queen, R-O-X-Y. And tied into all those is also my other pages of The Power of Pose and Rachel's Big Adventure. Rachel is spelled like Rochelle. That's a whole other story about my name. But yeah, so Rochelle's Big Adventure.
Those Rochelle's, are Rachel, I get it mixed up. She's like, who are you going to call me today, Deb?
I answer to all of it. I do. I like downtown. I know. Now they just call me Roxy. I'm like, what's up?
You know what? I get, do you want Deb? Do you want Debbie? Do you want Deborah? Nope. Do you want, do you spell it D-E-B-O-R? D-E-B-R? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm good. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm pretty sure there was a bigger problem that happened in the world today. My name's not it. Yep. You know what I mean? If you hit the Deb, we're good. We're good. They're like, okay. I go, if you call and ask for Debbie, I'm probably going to think that you knew me in high school, but if you didn't, that's okay too. Right. So that's funny. So I get you on that. Okay. Yes. You're going to take another adventure. This time it's just you and you, and you're not coming back, and you're packing your little suitcase and you're filling it up with all your little goodies, all those things you just could not ever imagine not having with you. And you only have room for one album. What album are you taking with you?
Ooh, John Mayer's Where the Light Is tour live in Los Angeles.
All right. Ooh, that came quick. That came quick.
If you ever have a road trip, like where you have 3 hours, just listen to that thing front to back. It's incredible.
All right. All right. Well, you heard it here, and yay. John Mayer. Sweetie, as always, it's super great. It's super fun. You guys know what to do. If you want to be sitting where Rachel, Rochelle, Roxy, hey, you know, RR is sitting, yeah, just contact me. Love to hear your story. Love to hear you inspire and motivate our listeners. And look at you guys. We absolutely love and adore you. And you know, we've got this big event going on, but you also know we've got the They Did It tour. You've heard music has inspired. I mean, look at it, inspired a really long trip. I'm sure she heard a lot of music there. Pop over to theydidittour.ca and see this incredible journey that myself and Corinne are walking 8 marathons in 8 days to raise awareness, support, and help for the music community globally. And if it is your time and you feel so inspired to donate on the crowdfunding page, we so appreciate you. Okay, thanks for being here. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Yeah, being transparent. And you guys be well and stay groovy, and we'll see you next week.